To welcome you today to our opening of the World War I in the Air exhibition.
Welcoming words to the guest who'd arrived for the opening of the World War I in the Air exhibition. They'd come to see three iconic aircrafts that were vital in World War I and form the centrepiece of the exhibition. Al McLean is the curator and explains the role of the aircraft.
The Sopwith Pup is a single-seater fighter aeroplane, and it was quite successful when it was technically superior in, say, 1916. The Sopwith 1.5 Strata was more of a bomber aircraft than a scout and reconnaissance aircraft, and the Bristol M1C was an example of someone trying to design an aircraft that was going to be just a bit better than the enemy's. This was the first time the aeroplane was used as a weapon.
The exhibition also highlights the story of Lieutenant Kevin Furness. He joined the RFC in 1916 and flew with 23 Squadron. Claire Carr is the assistant curator who had responsibility for the Furness collection.
And unfortunately, Kevin was killed 3 weeks into his service career over on the Western Front. His family donated his collection of papers and uniform and kits that were sent back from France, and it's a marvellous collection. His experience reflects the experiences of all the other combatants and non-combatants.
The First World War in the Air exhibition will now be a permanent fixture here at RAF Cosford. Jesse Arrow-Phillips for BFBS in Wolverhampton.